points de place d'hébergement et pas uniquement, comme le dit le gouvernement, d'hébergement d'urgence.
In the shadow of the Eiffel Tower, scores of people rallied this week against what is becoming a common occurrence. More than 100 women have been killed in France this year in cases of domestic violence. That's about one every 3 days. The protesters, both men and women, held up posters with the names of each of them. The 101st murder took place on Sunday. A 92-year-old woman reportedly beaten to death by her husband.
Nous allons donc mobiliser 5 millions d'euros supplémentaires pour créer 1000 nouvelles places d'hébergement et de logement d'urgence.
The French government is vowing to do something about it, kicking off a major summit on domestic violence Tuesday. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe announced emergency measures, from legislation allowing electronic tags for suspected perpetrators of violence to extra shelters for the victims.
Si bien qu'aujourd'hui dans notre pays, des femmes, nos concitoyennes.
The government is also earmarking 6 million euros for emergency housing and groups combating domestic violence. The talks will carry on until November 25th, marking the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. French women, Prime Minister Philippe said, have been buried under our indifference. But some activists are underwhelmed by the government's initial response. They want authorities to pledge hundreds of millions more euros to the cause. We came, we saw, and we were super disappointed, said feminist Caroline de Haas, who attended the summit.
On attendait une mobilisation à un niveau inédit en matière de...
We expected an unprecedented mobilization against violence targeting women, major overarching policies. And especially, we expected financing. And that's not the case.
Elle s'appelait Guylaine, c'était ma petite sœur, elle avait 34 ans.
French media have covered the subject extensively leading up to the summit. This woman recounts on TV how her sister was brutally killed by her partner. He hit her and set her on fire in front of her 7-year-old daughter.
Il la laissait pas aller quelque part sans savoir où elle était. Et sans venir la chercher.
This other woman's sibling was found in a suitcase floating in a river outside Paris. The partner committed suicide a few days later. Activists say nothing less than a culture shift is needed to effectively crack down on domestic violence. Lawyer Sophie Soubiran on French Radio.
En réalité, c'est vraiment le paradigme judiciaire dans son ensemble qui doit bouger.
It's the whole judicial paradigm that needs to change. If someone's attacked on the street and files a charge, the police will investigate. They won't start by presuming the person is lying, which is the reality when women make domestic violence complaints.
France is certainly not the only European Union country with domestic violence concerns. The issue has captured headlines in places like Spain and Sweden. Both have taken steps to crack down.
1 in 3 women over 15 will have experienced physical or sexual violence in their lives. So that's a lot. This is a European issue and needs to be addressed seriously at EU level and also at member states level to put in place the measures that are needed.
Irene Rosales is campaigns officer for the European Women's Lobby, a Brussels-based organization representing more than 2,000 NGOs. While EU statistics rank France high in terms of femicides, she says overall European numbers are spotty or go unreported, which Rosales suggests means the matter is not given the importance it deserves. France also counts among the majority of EU countries to ratify the Istanbul Convention, a key international treaty to fight gender-based violence. But several others have not.
This is where we see that member states are just more words than on the action level. So they've committed to sign, they sign, but they are not ratifying it. They're stuck in negotiations on ratifying this convention, showing that there is no political will for real to implement this and to be serious about this.
European Commission spokesman Christian Wiegand says some countries aren't ratifying the pact because of misunderstandings and misconceptions. He says the EU's executive branch has made fighting domestic violence a priority.
We had, for instance, a 2-year campaign running to put an end to violence against women. Provided 15 million euros in funding for member states, local governments, civil society organizations to finance concrete projects. We've also been working on the legal level.
The Commission's next chief, Ursula von der Leyen, Germany's one-time family minister, says she will also prioritize cracking down on violence against women. In France and elsewhere, activists will be watching closely to make sure that happens. Lisa Bryant, DW, Paris.